Now we have more on your health, as of course we do have that heat advisory in effect until from noon until 8 today, which is could impact your health. The organization Heart Valve Voice U.S. launching the Asks for Echo campaign to empower patients to advocate for themselves and ask their healthcare professionals if an echocardiogram is right for them. Dr. Srikanth Pemulapalli is a cardiologist and assistant professor of medicine at Duke University School of Medicine.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, Scott. So, you know, about 2.5% or 1 in 40 people have heart valve disease in the United States. But once you get past the age of about 70 or so, that goes up to about 13% or 1 in 8. So like you said, it's pretty common. And as you pointed out, certain types of heart valve disease can be very deadly and have a lot of symptoms associated with it. Specifically, you know, if your valve between your heart and the rest of your body doesn't open very well, that's called aortic stenosis. Once that gets severe, 2 years after that point in time, if you don't get treated, about 80% of people will have died. So this is really a kind of serious problem. And the issue here is that a significant portion of people are underdiagnosed or not diagnosed. So amongst people over the age of 65, about 1 in 15 have undiagnosed moderate or severe valve disease. So this is a substantial problem. And I think part of that comes from the fact that physicians, just by examining patients and talking to patients, it's not a very good way of diagnosing valve disease, and it often requires a test called an echocardiogram, which is an ultrasound of the heart.
So we're kind of getting this message out to not only patients, but physicians when it comes to this heart valve issue here.
Yeah, absolutely. Our goal here with this campaign, which is called Ask for Echo, is to raise awareness among both patients and providers that heart valve disease is common, it can be lethal, and that it's underdiagnosed, and that our traditional ways that we're taught in medical school, just putting a stethoscope on a patient, really aren't good enough to diagnose it.
So when we're trying to create awareness about this, doctor, at what age should people, patients, start considering that this an issue, and they should start maybe asking their doctor about this, looking into the probability of heart valve conditions?
Yeah, so I would say first off, anybody with symptoms of shortness of breath, chest pain, swelling in their legs, fatigue, should be thinking about whether they need an ultrasound of their heart. Whether it's for heart valve disease or something else, that would be a good first step. So they should talk to their doctor about that if they have any of those symptoms. Second, I would say there are versions of heart valve disease that are genetic. So in that situation, if one of your family members has certain types of heart valve disease, even if you have no symptoms at all, you should be talking to your doctor, do I need an ultrasound given my family member has heart valve disease? And then third, once you get over about that age of 65, as I mentioned, the likelihood that somebody has significant heart valve disease goes up. And so really should be keying into, do I have any of these symptoms, shortness of breath, chest pain, swelling in the leg? And if so, talking to your doctor about getting an ultrasound of your heart.
This is Dr. Srikanth Vemulapalli, a cardiologist and assistant professor of medicine at the Duke University School of Medicine.